No, baby, that's for somebody else. We're just gonna keep you right where you're at right now.
It doesn't matter what you think.
The Wrestling Realm presents Break It Down with Brian H.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to this edition of Break It Down with Brian H. I am your host, Brian H. Waters. This show, of course, is brought to you by The Wrestling Realm. As we get ready, ladies and gentlemen, we are just days away from the granddaddy of them all, WrestleMania. I'm excited. I know it's going to be different, folks. I know it's not what we're used to. It's not having the fanfares. So many people at this time would be on a plane or packing their bags, getting their championship belts, getting, you know, a couple chains around here. They appear somewhere. But, you know, a lot of people getting their stuff together so they can get ready for WrestleMania, the WrestleMania trips. Trust me, I feel your pain. But look, I know some people are tired of hearing this, but it's the truth. We are all in this together. First and foremost, my thoughts and prayers go out to anybody who is suffering with the coronavirus or anybody who's attached to somebody who suffered with the coronavirus. And my thoughts and prayers go out to you. Let's do our parts. Let's stay home and subscribe to the Wrestling Realm, folks. You know, let's have fun. Let's make the most of it. Relax, rejuvenate, clear our minds. Let's get into it. The Undertaker, AJ Styles. It's getting real. That's what I titled the show. I'm sitting there and I'm like, man, you know, you saw the Undertaker's promo. He's talking to AJ Styles, calling him by his real name, calling him Alan Jones. And I'm sitting there, I'm like, whoa, okay. But one of the things, you know, he talked about, because AJ went there first, let's be real. AJ went there first. He started mentioning the fact that, you know, he called him, you know, called him out. Obviously, he brought up some of the things I've been saying. I know some people are saying, like, you know, Undertaker, you lost to Lesnar. You came back. You lost to Roman Reigns. We thought it was over, but he came back. He brought up the fact about he brought up his wife, and that's something you don't do. You don't talk about a man's wife, and that's why I think we're going to see the Undertaker come out on a bike. He's going to arrive to the Boneyard match in a bike. Now, I'm going to give a shout out to my good friend Brandon Harley. Back in 2004, I remember we were getting ready for Taker and Kane. And the first thing he said was, yo, all I know is I better not see this dude on a bike. Fast forward, here we are. Undertaker, a lot of people want to see it. They don't want to see the dead man. They want to see Big Evil. They want to see the American Badass come out there. Who knows? You know, as I share the show, who knows? I think we do see it, though. But I'm not so quick to say that AJ Styles isn't going to win. Now, of course, it's WrestleMania. I mean, you look at the video games. If this was a video game, the difficulty would be raised up because now it's Undertaker, it's AJ Styles, and it's WrestleMania. So because it's WrestleMania, it goes from hard to legend because now the Undertaker is in his home. He's in his yard, and literally they're going to be in his yard. So I am looking forward to this match. This is probably one of the biggest matches I'm looking forward to come this Saturday, Sunday. I didn't get a chance to look at the list. I was on, shout out to my good friend Ashley Baker. I was on her podcast about nothing but sports. That will, if you're watching live, that drops tomorrow. Make sure you check that out. We talk WrestleMania. If you're just listening to this on Thursday or Friday, make sure you check it out. Once you finish this, go on over to About Nothing But Sports and check that show out. You hear us talk WrestleMania. Ashley's a wrestling fan. believe it or not. She tried to act, well, she tried to say she used to be, but she's a wrestling fan. Nonetheless, moving on, Brock Lesnar, Drew McIntyre. This is another match that's really, it really hurts that this won't take place in the crowd. Because you could just imagine, you saw the adrenaline that Drew McIntyre had going into the Royal Rumble. So you could only imagine how he would be, you know. You can only imagine. And but nonetheless, you hear a lot of the talk that Brock Lesnar is out there to make Drew McIntyre look good. And it makes you sit there and you're like, wow, this is definitely going to be interesting, because you'll see Lesnar and McIntyre and you think, wait a minute, you know what? If Brock, we know when it comes to WrestleMania, when Brock is invested, he puts on a show. Let's go back to, if we go back to WrestleMania 32, him and Jon Moxley, formerly known as Dean Ambrose. That wasn't a good match. You know, I might watch that match again because I haven't seen it in a while, but I remember kind of watching it and just being like, you know. But nonetheless, when Brock is invested, the match with Seth Rollins last year wasn't bad at all. I know some people may have some different thoughts. I haven't been invested in Seth Rollins, to be honest with you, since, dare say, he lost the title. But nonetheless, this match still seems like this is going to be, this could be honestly one of Brock's best matches. And we're going to see how good Drew McIntyre is in this moment. But I do think Drew McIntyre leaves as the new WWE World Heavyweight Champion. I'll probably do a prediction show Friday. And that's what I'm thinking. But, you know, let's move on. I think I might switch up the rundown. No, I'm going to keep it like it is. AEW, Lance Archer made his in-ring debut, destroying Marco Stunt. But it's, yeah, I'm going to change this around a little bit. He's got my attention. I'm interested to see. I know that Jake the Snake and him kind of like had their eyes set on Cody Rhodes. And I'm like, okay, I see what they're doing here. And he just came out there and destroyed him. But AEW announced a TNT championship. What I see is the television title, they say Intercontinental title, but they introduced a TNT championship. And I have to say, this belt, I'm going to call it a belt, has my attention. You look at it, you got in the first round or the quarterfinals, this is the way they're going to just do, you know, it's going to be 8 men going for this title. You got Shawn Spears and Cody. Now, in the main event, Shawn Spears and Sammy Guevara defeated Cody and Darby Allin. But the first round on the left side of the bracket, you got Shawn Spears and Cody. Then you have Sammy Guevara and Darby Allin. On the right side, Kip Sabian and Dustin Rhodes. And then you also have Lance Archer and Colt Cabana. So I'm going to go ahead and make some early predictions. I'm going to say that your final matchup is going to be Lance Archer and Cody. Now, Archer could be, I think this is going to a heel, but AEW could swerve us. Now, we do know Cody can't get another world championship match because of that stipulation. So what better consolation prize? And this would also get that championship over. What up, Shark? Jumping in the chat. The main event, what's up? I'll get to that in a minute. Definitely going to talk about, I'm going to talk about Lee Priest and Dijakovic. But, yeah, back to the AEW, the TNT Championship. They could surprise us. You could do Kip Sabian versus Darby Allin in the finals. But it's just hard for me to see Lance Archer losing unless it's by a disqualification. But still, I think he's coming in. I think he's going right. They put him in right position. He's, in my opinion, he will be the AEW, the AEW TNT champion. That is my way too early prediction, as they like to call it. So, for those joining in, you are watching Break It Down with Brian H, brought to you by The Wrestling Realm. If this is your first time watching, hit the button, subscribe to the show. That way you will not miss anything. And we got some cool stuff coming up. The real Dwayne Allen has been in the production lab, folks. So expect some new content very soon. Turn on the bell notification right now. Shark jumps in the chat, says what he likes about the tournament for the TNT Championship is it's hard to predict. I have to agree. Like I said, you may want to easily say Archer and Cody in the finals, but then again, you look at Archer, it's like, is he really a TNT champion? You know, I look at TNT champions like the television champion. Archer looks more like a world champion, world championship material, just through his build. So I'm thinking maybe that's not where they're going to go. So perhaps it could be a Sammy Guevara and Dustin Rhodes in the finals. But it's also hard for me to see Lance Archer losing, unless he's not going to lose clean. It's going to be by disqualification or count out or some sort. I just don't see it. And like I said, I could be wrong, but I've been doing this thing, watching this thing called wrestling for a majority of actually all my life. So, but moving on, John Moxley, Jake Hager coming up in 2 weeks, no holds barred for the AEW championship. I gotta admit, I'm rooting for Jake Hager. These promo packages, him making people tap out and all this stuff, he's got me intrigued. I'm like, Moxley, I know it's different. I know this is hard to blame, but I probably would take the title off of him, put it on Jake, and then see if I can do a reset once we get fans in there again. I don't know, but I do, like, looking at this, I'm like, I really think Jake Hager could be a good champion. I do. Or maybe, you know, he could be a solid heel champion, but I love the way the Inner Circle is coming together. It's simple. We don't put each other in each other's finishers. We're not jealous. If he's the champion, we're the champion. That's what I like to see. You rarely see that. You didn't see that with Hogan and Savage in the NWO. It was all about Hogan. You didn't see that. And even then, look at Kevin Nash. When he dropped the title, I mean, when he won the title and they changed, finger poke of doom. You all know what happened. I don't see a finger poke of doom situation happening with the Inner Circle. So I would like to see something different. Yeah, I know it's about the chase, but, you know, it's right now Moxley's champion. But, okay, so where do we go from here? You know, where do we go from here? And maybe Jake Hager isn't the answer. But if you want to make him a big deal, let's shock the world. Put the title on him. I'm just saying. Let's switch it up a little bit. So, but I'm going to go ahead and take my first break. Like I said, folks, the real Dwayne Allen and I have some cool things coming up. But before we get there, we want you to take a look at our latest episode, Has Vince McMahon Lost a Step? And in case you missed it, here is a clip from that.
So, do you think, you know, everybody, it's cool to hate the WWE right now, right? Mm-hmm. It's cool if you're an internet wrestling fan to not like nothing the WWE is doing.
Sure.
Do you see the next big change coming from Mr. Man? The next big visionary? Or has he lost a step and is he stuck in his ways? Will he bounce back?
That is a very loaded question. Uh-huh. And that here's why. The reason that Vince McMahon changed in the first place mm-hmm. had to do with his overall company taking a hit.
Ooh.
Mind you, after the Attitude Era ended and WCW's properties were bought off by Vince McMahon and was now owned by what we know as today as the WWE, mm-hmm. there's been no legitimate competition that can really force McMahon's hand to really say, I need to change.
Yep.
In recent days, those same fans that grew up enjoying what we love to see are craving for a product once again. Mm-hmm. But the question is, will he change? Why should he?
And I'm back, ladies and gentlemen. So make sure you check out that episode. I was actually trying to do a quick commercial selfie, and I ain't finished the tweet, but I'm going to go ahead and tweet that now at Brian H. I probably should grab the YouTube link and post that in there. So for those who aren't watching just yet, they can. So, but yeah, so there we are. Like I said, make sure you tune into that episode. You won't want to miss as the real Dwayne Allen and myself. We actually had a good time. Let me make sure this volume is down so it don't duplicate. We actually had a good conversation, as always, about whether or not Vince McMahon, if he's lost a step. I personally, I'll give it my part. Maybe not, but the real Dwayne Allen had, we had, a great conversation. And we got some more stuff coming up, so. But make sure you subscribe and put it right there on the screen. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Wrestling Realm. Subscribe right here on YouTube. Click the bell notification so you will be notified every time we go live. Also, if you're on Apple Podcasts, Google, Spotify, Stitcher, Anchor, subscribe there as well. So let's move on to the ladies. The NXT Championship will be on the line coming up at WrestleMania. Charlotte and Rhea Ripley, and I don't think they've done a great job at promoting this one. I think about this title match, and maybe COVID-19 has ran wild and affected this, but it's for the NXT title, but I'm not seeing a lot of the battle going back and forth. To me, it just seems like a match that's just between Charlotte and Ripley. It doesn't even seem like the championship is even important in this match. Somebody else let me know. I just don't. I'm just thinking about it. I'm like, this is supposed to be for the title, but something's missing. I don't know what it is, but it's something missing. And I know, like, Brock and Drew, I feel like that's for the title. Even with the Street Profits and Andrade, well, it's now, Austin Theory and Angel Garza, that feels like a championship match. Charlotte and Rhea just feels like a match between them two, and the title is the afterthought. It feels more about Charlotte saying, hey, Rhea, you're not ready for WrestleMania. That's all it feels like. It doesn't feel like a full-fledged title match. Could be wrong, though. I'm probably somewhat interested in this. You move on to Becky Lynch and Shayna Baszler. That feels like that's personal, but it does feel like for the championship. And quite frankly, I don't see Becky Lynch losing. I think she's going to win. I think perhaps Ronda Rousey comes back. But I know the whole saying, you go down on Raw last, you retain. That's what happened. I don't see the man losing. I don't think they – I feel like this has – I don't want to say Booker T and – I'm going to say Edge and Chris Jericho, WrestleMania 26. I just knew Edge was going to win that match. He came back at Royal Rumble, and then he lost. That was a shock to me. And I know my boy Corey said that the fans was really pushing for a cash-in from Jack Swagger. We mentioned him earlier. Pushing for a cash-in, and it didn't happen yet. But who knows? And this is Sharks jumping in. He said, I'm going to go to his Jake Hager point first. I want to believe that there's something in Jake, but I've been wrong before. I'm hoping this is not. I agree. I 100% agree. As far as this, they haven't done a lot promoting it, but they haven't done anything to convince me that Charlotte has any chance of winning that belt. Exactly. It seems like she in the way. This would have been a bigger match, in my opinion, if it was Rhea Ripley versus Bianca Belair for the NXT Championship at WrestleMania. It would have made a bigger deal of the NXT Championship being defended at WrestleMania between two NXT superstars than having Charlotte in there. I understand Charlotte's supposed to draw and make people believe in Rhea, but given these circumstances, it would have been a bigger deal because it would have been like, these two ladies are really good and they're going at it at WrestleMania, not TakeOver. And this is no disrespect to TakeOver. The title is already on the line. You know, I remember somebody asking Triple H one time in one of those chats, will we see the NXT championship defended at WrestleMania? And he said something along the lines of, how about we see that NXT champion move up to wrestle at WrestleMania? But now we're seeing the NXT women's championship defended at WrestleMania before we even seen the NXT championship. But it would have been a bigger deal, in my opinion, if it was Charlotte, I mean, if it was Rhea Ripley versus Bianca Belair. So, and exactly, Charlotte, it should have been Bianca in the triple threat. Charlotte buried her. I didn't like it. I don't like it. I'm sticking with that. She buried her when she pinned her clean, and it was an attempted burial, I should say. And that's what sucks, quite frankly. But let's talk about, make sure it's streaming. Okay. Let's talk about the ladder match. So now ladder match, number one contendership. Chelsea Green, Tegan Knox, Candice LeRae, Dakota Kai, Io Shirai, and Mia Yim. Let's just assume that Rhea is going to hold the title. It is really difficult for me not to pick Dakota Kai. After seeing what happened, she came out there after Shazzy Blackheart did her thing, and Rhea just cleaned up after that to, I mean, Rhea, Dakota Kai just cleaned up to win that match. I'm quite, women feel like the NXT women's title is taking back. Yeah, I said that exactly. I think that Dakota Kai wins this match because she's going to have the enforcer outside the ring. And they, I mean, if they don't look like Shawn Michaels and Diesel right now, I love it. I would love, obviously, I'm rooting for Mia Yim. I want to see her get her big break. She was my prediction for a breakout star of NXT. So I would love it to begin right here at TakeOver. But I just see Dakota Kai winning this one. But I think either way, those ladies are going to go out there. It's going to be weird. Ladder match, nobody outside. I mean, no fans in there. That adrenaline, that's what's going to be interesting because they're going to feel everything. Moving back over to AEW, the Natural Nightmares, Dustin Rhodes and QT Marshall teaming up, going against two members of the Dark Order. I really enjoyed that, and I like this squad. I like Brandi Rhodes in this position as a manager. I like her as a babyface manager. Even if she's a heel manager, I just didn't really care for her as commentating a lot of times, being a heel commentator. But I like her in this role. I think that she can probably lead them to greatness. I'm interested to see. But one of the things I did like was seeing Brody Lee. Brody coming out there. First, the promo. And some people may not like it. I liked it. Kind of was doing Vince McMahon-esque. The guy started yawning, and there's no time for that. You hear all the stories about Vinnie Mac. So I thought that was really good. I also enjoyed the fact that he came out there and beat up those guys. Hey, you're losers. You lost. Get out. They do look like a bunch of replaceable putties. And like, right, if I'm me being a Power Ranger fan, he looks like Lord Zedd, and they look like the putties. So I'm interested to see where they go there. But Brody Lee does look like a big deal. I'm enjoying it. And I want to see. I had Britt Waters on the other day. I mean, a couple weeks ago. She said she was a huge Luke Harper fan. So she's trying to see if she's going to be a Brody Lee fan. So I can't wait. I mean, why is that still? I can't wait to discuss that with her. I definitely sent her a text to see what she had to say about that. All right, so I'm gonna take one more break, and then I'm gonna go, actually let me stick right here, because I did mean to talk about Montez Ford, the Street Profits. So Andrade has been removed from the match. I mentioned this earlier. Andrade has been removed from the match. Now it's going to be Angel Garza and Austin Theory against the Street Profits. First of all, pump the brakes. All four men making their WrestleMania debuts. Hand claps for that. I do think it's cool that Austin Theory is at 22 years of age. Literally, his second main roster match is going to be at WrestleMania. That's like being a rookie who was undrafted, quite frankly, and being called in to play in the Super Bowl. And you only had play in the championship game. No, I'm going to save the Super Bowl because practice was Raw. So, congratulations to him. Last week when he was on NXT, I mentioned that I really enjoyed his work. I like the fact that the way he lost was because he got caught up showing off too much. Having Zelina Vega as the manager is just a perfect storm. I thought that Garza and was going to win. Garza and Andrade was going to win this. I don't think the Street Profits lose now. Now, Montez Ford, first of all, he got knocked out a couple weeks ago or close to it. Then he went out there and did a dive and landed on his back. My goodness gracious. So he's been out there putting his body on the line. So I definitely like, wow. So I hope it pays off. He gets a nice WrestleMania payday. But I definitely, I got the Street Profits winning this one. 2 days of WrestleMania, that's going to be exciting. But now I'm going to go to a quick break. I had Cassidy Keith from Detroit on the show. Last week I had his brother, or 2 weeks ago, Well, last week I had his brother, Jonte Keith. Then this past Sunday, I had Cassidy Keith on the show. Here's a clip. Remember Ming and the Barbarian? Yeah, he talked about when they squared off with them. That's a match. I'm like, ooh, I can imagine how brutal that could have been. Well, here's a clip from that.
So it ended up being like this, like the promoter didn't tell us who we were working until like, I want to say a week or so before. And he's like, all right, so we want you to cut a promo. We're like, against who, bro? Like, he's like, all right. So basically, he was like, all right. So it's gonna be against the Faces of Fear, Ming and Barbarian. Go, bitch! What? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was surreal because you know now I'm working guys that like my dad knew, and that made me happy when I saw the look on his face. And he was like, for real? I was like, yeah, man. Like that was dope. And literally one of or two of the nicest human beings I've ever met.
Like, you break the kayfabe with that statement.
Bro, no. Because I'm going to tell you, I'm going to be real with it. Because they're, when we were kicking it downstairs at the venue, like literally, like we got super duper like close. Like that's for real. Like that's Uncle Ming and Barbarian, bro. Like that's for real. Like that's how they was treating us. And they're like, don't get it twisted. When this bell rings, you're going to get it. Like, it is what it is. Like, we can all kick it now. But, however, you know, so it was one of those times where Tay and I switched it up, where I took the heat. And, you know, because I was like, you know what? I'm gonna take one for the team, bro. Like it mattered to me that I was able to like endure this, because like a lot of guys don't get to work these you know teams, especially.
All right, I'm back, ladies and gentlemen. So I actually thought I had the around the net audio built in the show, and we'll see what happened to it. Oh, there it is. Okay, all right, let's go. Round the Net brought to you by B Waters Productions. If you out there and you have a event that you would like to get filmed, after all of this is going on, make sure you contact B Waters Productions. Just simply go on Instagram, search B Waters Productions, or go to BrianHWaters.com. So, Around the Net, Dark Side of the Ring. Actually, two things about this. So, last week, they had an episode on Chris Benoit. I discussed that a little bit. It was deep, but one of the things that was cool, Conrad Thompson, now doing Dark Side of the Podcast, which he met with the two producers of it, and they discuss the behind the scenes. And if you're in the podcast like me, I definitely have to tell you to check that out. You saw them, well, you listened to them discuss how they, the details they put into the show, even with the reenactments, making sure like Eddie Guerrero had the right tights on. Also discussing how Eddie and Chris relationship and their bond. So I really enjoyed that. I really got it's just so much to it. I know a lot of people out there, you know, have their thoughts. But to hear the production stuff, the importance of bringing Nancy's sister and David Benoit together, their relationship, meeting David, that was really cool. So make sure you check that out. Also, I also got a chance to check out Dark Side of the Ring earlier today. I saw the episode on New Jack, and they did a great job at kind of getting you to understand why New Jack is the way that he is. It's unfortunate, but he did discuss about, he discussed his lifestyle growing up, his mother getting beat up and watching her get stabbed 5 times when he was younger. And he said his father died at 5, but he remembers that. And it just kind of show you like, okay, so this is why you are the way that you are. And that's unfortunate. It's unfortunate somebody even had to deal with that. But it's also unfortunate a lot of stuff he did. I learned a lot. I didn't know about this, the thing with the kid in ECW that was 17, tried to act 21 and the lawsuits. But so, but next week is Brawl for All, so I can't wait to check that out. As somebody who like grew up watching it at that time, it's definitely interesting. So, moving on, Triple H was a guest on Ariel Helwani's podcast. You know, WWE and ESPN does a lot of stuff around this time of year, and you know, he was just actually, he was on that, and he was on SportsCenter with John Anderson, who I've never heard John Anderson really talk wrestling, but hey, you know, when I worked there, he is not the easiest person to work with. I mean, just keep it real. Shout out to Roflo, one of the greatest anchors in the history of anchoring, and one of the nicest people you could really work with. But, you know, he, you know, he did talk about this, that they plan everything by ear because things could shut down. So it was just different in how quickly everything happened. Obviously, a lot of people saying the show should have stopped. I'm not going to go there. I know everybody can think one thing. Oh, they shouldn't have had WrestleMania. They shouldn't have did this. He said that there's like an obligation to the fans to keep them entertained, and I respect the WWE for that, and I know a lot of people feel otherwise, but I do. I respect the WWE for the fact that they decided to keep this going, because they didn't have to, you know. They really didn't. They could have said, nah, we gonna move on, you know what, but they looked at, they assessed their situation and said, okay, we got this, and we could do this. So I definitely appreciate that. Just want to jump back in the chat. People are more vocal about Chris Benoit saying he'll never be in the Hall of Fame. That is absolutely true. I think I said this last week. If there was ever a time where you thought maybe he could get in, I think Dark Side of the Ring killed that notion. Now, maybe, and this is what they said on the podcast, perhaps they could put women in, maybe not, but maybe other Hall of Fames, not WWE, but maybe the WWE could, and they would have to eat the PR nightmare that it would cause because of the events of her death. But I'm going to go ahead and say this. In 2005, 2006, I understand women's wrestling and managers were in a different place, but people weren't screaming woman. You know, they were screaming to Miss Elizabeth. They were screaming to Sherry Martel's. You had the diehard fans screaming woman, but a lot of people wasn't screaming her. And that's no disrespect to her. That's not saying she doesn't deserve it. I'm just keeping it real. A lot of people wasn't screaming her name. You know, I'm not going to say she was, like, forgotten about, but you would go back and look at, like, the Four Horsemen stuff, or look at some of the WWE, WCW stuff. You'd be like, yeah, she was a vital part. But I think if she would have... would still be alive, I don't think she would be in the Hall of Fame right now. I think maybe she would have ended up being a legacy member, unless you started revealing more footage. And then again, maybe with the Women's Revolution, she probably would have been. But I'm just saying, I don't think people were screaming for women to get in the Hall of Fame as much as they are now. I think it's kind of like when you start to look at this footage and you start to see things, it reminds you, like, yes, she was a vital part in the way things are done today. She was one of the pioneers, but I just don't think that people were saying that before. And that's just my opinion on that one. But yeah, like I said, Triple H, you know, Roman Reigns went on Instagram. You may have seen, and he's basically, you know, he let people know, like, y'all, a couple years ago, y'all ain't want me at WrestleMania. Now y'all saying I'm y'all mad that I ain't gonna be at WrestleMania. You know, fans are dumb. That's the call for what it is. Some fans, not all fans, but some fans are just dumb. Like, you want to hate on Roman one day, then you want to cheer him the next. Y'all don't know what y'all want. You know, I don't. But I know one thing. As far as Dark Side of the Ring, I can't wait till the season finale, because they're going to talk Owen Hart, and that's going to be tough, because you think about Owen and the fact he's not in the Hall of Fame and everything. That's going to be really tough. I gotta give a shout out to these guys, man. That's hard work. You put together a documentary. I don't care who you are, what type of documentary it is. It's hard work. And, I mean, for them to be doing a whole series, I mean, documentaries start at about $2,000 or $3,000. So I really hope that they get a huge return on their investment. So advertisers out there, go ahead, do your thing. You know, help them out. Oh, one thing I did forget to mention earlier on today's show, the Velveteen Dream. Velveteen Dream, before I go there, during the early days, Woman and Missy Hyatt, but barely made so much of a ripple. Yeah, exactly, Shark. He said, during the early day, WCW days, your figureheads for the women were Woman and Missy Hyatt, but barely so much as a ripple. Fans are fickle. So, but yeah, Velveteen Dream, before I get out of here, he's getting ready to challenge Adam Cole for the NXT Championship soon. And he's not convincing me that he is worthy of the NXT title. I don't like his character as a babyface. I don't see why children should cheer for the Velveteen Dream and children should want to buy Velveteen Dream merchandise. I'm going to just be honest with you. I just don't get it. You know, it just doesn't make any sense to me. So I could be wrong, but I'm just not entertained by him. Like, I like the heel. But right now, Adam Cole is the number one heel. But to me, it's like the NXT Championship has been almost an afterthought. Because you're focused on the North American Championship, and most importantly, you focus on Ciampa and Gargano, that Adam Cole is, quite frankly, as far as I'm concerned, he's on vacation. Like he said, he's playing video games. That goes to show you. And I know things would be different with fans there and with regular shows, but just right now, it just doesn't seem as a big deal. So, but folks, I'm going to get ready to get out of here. Make sure you are subscribed to the Wrestling Realm on all social media platforms. Make sure you follow us on Instagram at Wrestling Realm, on Twitter. Like us on Facebook at Wrestling Realm. Friday night, I plan to watch SmackDown. You know, things, I ain't gonna lie. See, Wednesdays I got booked, like, boom, blocked off, not doing anything. Fridays, you know, wife and kids, you gotta give them their time. I'm just keeping it real. So maybe, maybe not. We'll see. But I do plan to watch SmackDown. It is the go-home show for WrestleMania. So more than likely, that will be the official prediction show. Still trying to figure out this watch party situation and how I'm going to do it. I'll probably go live both nights after the show. We'll see how I feel. In Baltimore, we're in a COVID-19 shutdown. So that means we're not allowed to go anywhere, quite frankly. Unless it's for essential items. So it's not like I'm going anywhere. It's no WrestleMania party. Governor, yeah, our governor name is Larry Hogan. And right now he went from being, he's been acting Hollywood Hoganish, telling everybody, look, you're going to do this, that, and the other, or else there will be consequences. So shout out to my brother Maurice, who did a comedy skit called Larry Hulk Hogan with the Larry Hollywood Hogan, had an NWO, put NWO on his beater. So, but nonetheless, that's it for this week's show, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining. As always, subscribe to the show. Make sure you check out the Vince McMahon. Has Vince McMahon lost a step episode? And I'm not going to tell you which one's coming, but there are some coming. Oh, and before I get out of here, I almost forgot. We got to, I want everybody pull out their phones and tweet at Dwayne Allen 24, a happy birthday. Happy birthday to the real Dwayne Allen. Bigger brother, my children's godfather. Anybody knows there's no wrestling realm without him. There's actually no Break It Down with Brian H. It's probably called something else. Who knows? We don't know. But definitely learned a lot from him as far as branding, as far as putting the shows together, attention to detail. See this shirt right here, designed by the real Dwayne Allen. So definitely happy birthday to you, bro. Love you to death. Until the next time, I'm Brian H. Waters. So long, everybody.